And now the story of a search, actually a Russian doll of searches and attempted rescues that began just after the U.S. ended World War II. In 1942, a military cargo plane crashed in Greenland, stranding that crew on an ice cap in one of the most remote locations on Earth. 4 days later, a brave rescue crew set out in a B-17 bomber, which also crashed, marooning 9 more men in Greenland. Then young aviators aboard a Coast Guard cutter took an amphibious biplane called a Grumman Duck and went to rescue the rescuers. They did get many of them, but then they went back and on the second flight became disoriented in blinding snow, and they too crashed and were gone. But not forgotten. The men on the first military cargo plane that crashed were never found. The military airdropped supplies to the remaining crew of the B-17 bomber, the rescuers. They themselves were rescued about 6 months later. Then fast forward to 2010. Several military-backed missions were launched to find the lost Coast Guard crew. They did detect wreckage deep in the ice. New search technology was invented, but they never found the missing men. Now, 74 years after their disappearance, a privately funded group called Global Exploration and Recovery is heading to Greenland. John Bradley, president of Global Exploration and Recovery, joins us now by Skype. John, what are the names of the men?
Lauren Howarth of the U.S. Army, John Pritchard, the United States Coast Guard, he was a pilot, and Benjamin Bottoms, he was the navigator of the U.S. Coast Guard. Duck.
And the names you know that many Americans don't. Why did you get involved?
I was brought into this. My background's in recovery, guiding, mountain logistics. And the more I got dedicated into this project, and I felt like these gentlemen were a lot like the type of people that I would surround myself with.
Yes.
And the more time grew and I got closer to the family members, I just had a stronger passion for getting these guys home.
Well, and when you think about it, they went once, and they seem to have rescued many of the crew members. They went back.
Yeah. They, on their first round, they were able to take off 2 of the worst injured of the B-17 crew. But on their second attempt, in the process of landing, they ran into Lauren Howarth while an accident actually had just happened near the plane of a snowmobile falling into a crevasse. Lauren was asked to board the plane because bad weather was coming in, and this location was about a mile away from where the B-17 had went down. So they picked up Lauren and they flew right over the B-17 trying to get through the storm, and weren't seen from until a few days later, crashed on the ice cap.
Yeah, terrible. Well, we talked about then the rescues that started in 2010, Coast Guard, Department of Defense behind them, along with private money. And we understand that, you know, they were also hampered by bad weather, by just how remote this area is, ice. But they did come up with some technology that might be helping you. Why do you think in your mission you're going to be able to find these men who are by now probably buried in that ice cap?
Well, you know, the team that I put together right now, we've worked together on the ice cap. We know the story really well. We know the history really well. And we now have this just amazing technology coming to our aid. We have a company out of Portland, Covox Ice Drilling, that's donating an ice drill so we can put eyes on something that we find. Mm-hmm. And you know, with the GPR units coming from Mala radar and the EnviroSight camera that we can put eyes on and actually see what's going on underneath the ice, and having the people to know, that knows how to use this and move quickly over terrain of this type makes this a really unique attempt.
Well, yeah, but also still dangerous. Now, we should say you have a GoFundMe website. You're collecting some donations. There's private money. Is there any government money, by the way?
There's no government money. Everything's really coming together with support from people that believe in this story and in the American spirit.
Yeah.
You can find that at GoFundMe.com/Green Recovery.
Well, but it's still, I mean, you might be putting more people in danger. More people might be lost. So why do it?
If I felt we were in danger, we wouldn't be doing this. With our experience and having already done this before, at a more of a pinpoint location in this area, we feel very comfortable, and we know not to push, the envelope as far as being out in the weather or any type of hazardous terrain.
Yeah. Well, and what do the family members say to you? I'm trying to imagine 74 years on, who might be alive? Certainly, well, maybe their parents. I mean, who's alive?
Well, Nancy Pritchard, John Pritchard's sister, is still alive. She's in her early 90s. Hmm. And Ed Richardson, the son of Benjamin Bottoms, is still alive and doing very well.
What have they said to you?
You know, they're really humbled to see people that care this much, and they just wish that we're safe and we're successful and being able to, you know, bring these guys home.
That's John Bradley, president of Global Exploration and Recovery. He's heading an international team of experts to Greenland to try to find the remains of very valiant Coast Guard rescue team lost in 1942. John, best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Robin.